Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back now into hour number two. Foster Gamble, one of the heirs of the Procter & Gamble fortune, has come out against the New World Order. He's got a new film out. We're going to be talking about it. And his wife as well is involved in the film, Kimberly Gamble. And we are promoting the film. It's at Infowars.com. We're selling it. It's called Thrive. I think it's excellent to wake up the left. Look, the ideas of liberty and individual freedom are infiltrating the controlled left and the controlled right. And that's what Ron Paul's doing. That's what he's always said. We are in a revolution to restore the republic against the globalist revolutionaries of corporate fascist collectivism. It's very simple to understand. Insiders who want to have an inside game versus transparency, open, free societies. And yes, that's what Republican Party and Karl Rove say on Fox News. Ron Paul's dangerous. He's got Democrats crossing over. Yeah, that have woken up to the fact that Obama lied to them about ending wars and corporate bailouts. And that Mitt Romney's bought and paid for by the same interests. People are getting the rigged game. And they are crossing over to support Paul. And so the Republican leadership says, well, we're not going to allow that. We're going to steal it. And so they have been caught stealing it in multiple states. They are stealing it. He is the leader. He is the front runner. He is getting all the money from the small donations of the military and winning the straw polls and the scientific polls. And he can beat Obama and all the big polls. He's the guy. They know that. So this is what the Republican leadership is telling you in Indiana, is exactly what they're saying on Fox News. Go with the real Republicans that give us the corporate bailouts, the open borders, the gun control, the New World Order. Is that what they're basically saying, Keith?
Well, I've talked to people who have been through this before, and that's what they're telling me. And the thing about it is, two quick points. The way these conventions are set up, the Republicans, I have been informed by numerous people, have the right to kind of change the rules right up to the day of the convention. So if you are in a state, theoretically, that may be going to Ron Paul, they have the capacity at the very top to rig the system at the actual conventions before you ever get a chance to do anything.
Yeah, they changed the rules in 2010 to really be able to do that, yeah.
Yeah, and back in 2008 in Nevada, when they were going to have a caucus, and they just canceled it. So, I mean, these are the things they do. The other point is, you are absolutely right about the attitude of the public. I was in the 2008 campaign for Ron Paul, and I used to attend meetings for months, and all of a sudden nobody started coming. And the guy who was running him said, the word's out, Ron Paul's not going to win, and nobody will do anything anymore. And I think the people who run the Republican Party really know that. It doesn't take months for people to abandon a candidate. If they suddenly decide he's not going to go anywhere, I was shocked at how quickly people just leave. I mean, they don't do anything anymore.
Yeah. This time they understand it's about an idea, as I was saying 4 years ago, and Ron Paul agrees, that it's about growing the campaign for liberty. It's about getting other candidates to run. It's about injecting issues. So from day one, I've been saying, with the biggest show out there, as Ron Paul's pointed out, and the biggest show actually talking to Ron Paul supporters, hey, stay in at the long haul. Stay in at the delegate level. Don't let the Republicans say, hey, it's over. But so I'm not saying it's over. I'm saying they're spinning it, as you just said, that, oh, well, he lost these early primaries where they thought he would win because he was the front runner. Okay, and then you'll see that bandwagon over to Romney, over to Santorum, and that's now happening. But it's not as bad as it was 4 years ago. But some of the momentum is going to be lost, so just be ready for it. Because if you don't tell folks to be ready for it, just have this Kool-Aid idea of, no, he's still going to win, then when he doesn't, everybody's crestfallen. This is a long-term, long view of history. Okay, this is not one football game. This is not one season. This is a whole program, to use a sports analogy. And our program 4 years ago only won 2 games. This time we've won, 12 games. Next time we're going to win the playoffs and the Super Bowl because we're engaging. We're showing the fraud. We're showing the Republican Party rigging things. We're showing how they're sick. We're showing Democrats how Obama is on the same team. We're showing it's all a rigged game. And it's in that process that we're going to really wake people up, that it's the collectivism that allows the insiders to control all of us. You end the collectivism, bring in a spirit of liberty, they can't control you anymore. It's all about making you dependent. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the third hour, we'll continue open phones on the presidential campaign and the fact that there's no difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And the whole system is rigged against Ron Paul, which shows he's the man. And we'll continue with your calls on that subject. And also the nanny state, which is really the heart of the globalist takeover. I've now discovered they're trying to restrict walking on boardwalks because any bumps are seen as dangerous. And they may, they're now moving to ban people walking on boardwalks. I've now discovered while I've been out in Florida that they've banned running in public schools across the United States, Europe, England, and other nanny state control systems. Because running, you might fall down and hurt yourself. It's just a total enslavement, bubble boy kind of iRobot scenario. Isaac Asimov wrote about, a future system where the robots are there to serve humans, but they have this directive to not do harm, and so they basically enslave people because they can't allow humans to do anything that might hurt them. This is really at the heart of this conscious globalist dehumanization that's taking place. We'll be covering that coming up in the third hour today. For the balance of this hour, we're going to be joined by Foster Gamble and his wife Kimberly Gamble, both filmmakers who made the film Thrive, very well produced. Months ago, listeners would call up and say, what do you think of this? And I said, well, I haven't seen it. So I got a copy, got so busy, didn't watch it for a few weeks, and finally did watch it. And I think that they're coming from a place of really trying to get people outside the box and to wake up. And you could call it a little new agey. It questions the big lie of, are there space aliens? And they don't say one way or the other. They just say, can we trust a government that's been caught lying about all this? And I'd say they spend maybe 5% of the two-hour film on that. Then they get into the plans to reduce population, the cancer increasing, really hardcore things. They get into individualism, how that's going to empower people. And that's seen by the liberals that see it, because it's kind of tailored for classical, liberals out there. That's what's really shocking to them. For us that are constitutionalists, it's like, well, that's not shocking. So the film really, I would say, is tailored for kind of mainline liberals that are well-meaning people and don't understand from kind of an Alex Jones or Ron Paul perspective, why liberty is so important. And it gets into alternative energies that have been suppressed and, the fact that that is going on. I mean, it's really a revolutionary film. Now, obviously, some of it I don't 100% endorse or believe in, but I think it's really good to get people thinking, and it's a good way to break the ice and to get conservatives to kind of understand a kind of libertarian liberal perspective and also wake up mainline liberals. So that's why I made the decision to carry the film Thrive. It's now available at Infowars.com. It's also available on their site. Films like Zeitgeist, the first one came out, and, of course, I wasn't involved in it. I wasn't asked to be involved. They used a lot of my material. People got mad at me because it's really an anti-Christian, anti-religion film at first. Then it gets into the Federal Reserve, the New World Order. So I agree with two-thirds of the first Zeitgeist. One-third of it is attacking people that have faith or a spiritual consciousness. Thrive doesn't do that. So I like it a lot more because I've had spiritual experiences. I have a relationship with my Creator. I don't judge others that are in other religions and have had their experiences. I know that something's going on out there. And so it gets a little bit into that, too. So it's really about expanding your awareness. And I think overall it's a wholesome film, and I think the filmmakers are in the right direction. I kind of half-cocked when people were calling in talking about it, said, Foster Gamble, the Gambles, that's New World Order. Well, I bet it is, this or that. And they kind of sent nice emails saying, well, Alex, we think more of you. You should actually look at this. So they didn't really lash out at me when I was not really half-cocked. I said, oh, it might be positive. I got to see it, but, little I'll find out, because I'm always a jaundiced eye on anything coming from the left. Now, they come out with other films down the road and start getting globalist on us, then I'll say, oh, well, it's like Zeitgeist, the first one's okay, and then it gets, we're all going to live in plastic cities and be re-educated. But enough of me. They're with us for just the next 45 minutes till the end of the hour, and I appreciate the Gambles coming on. Foster, Kimberly, tell us about your awakening, and then I want to get into the free energy, how you woke up to 9/11, inside job, false flags, just the full spectrum you're covering, because this film is really waking up kind of mainline liberals out there that we're unable to reach, and I think it's valuable for that reason. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be on here with you, Alex. Speaking for myself, it was really when I left college and started to go out into the world and realized that we were invading Cambodia for no good reason that I could understand, and we were destroying a lot of the environment without people being prosecuted, and we were at the risk of nuclear holocaust. I came to the realization that maybe these so-called adults in charge don't really know what they're doing, or at least they don't have our best interests in mind. So I started going after the question, what is in the way of our thriving? And the best way I knew to do it at the time was through science and through consciousness. I thought it was just a function of worldview, and then we just needed to become more awake and so forth. And then along the lines of my research, I started getting more into following the money and into the notion that maybe this agenda was actually somebody's intentional plan to benefit a few at the expense of the rest of us. And that's where really you became one of my major teachers. You've been a hero for me and a whole lot of my friends and my team for the last 12, 15 years. And the reliability of your predictions, not only your information, but your predictions, just kept you as one of my primary news feeds every day. So with people like you and David Icke and Jim Mars and others who just kept tying the different pieces together in a way that made so much more sense to me than what I was getting from the corporate media, that I just really went down that rabbit hole, and thank goodness I did.
Well, yeah. You made a great film, and go ahead, Kimberly.
I just wanted to say that for me, it was really important to do a lot of my own research because the story made more sense that you were telling. But one of the things that I did was we hired an independent fact checker to corroborate everything as we were putting it together for the movie. And it was one of the ways we could find out whose information really was most accurate. And I have to say, the information that we got from you and the films that you were putting out always came back corroborated. So you became a really important source for me, too. And I consider us real allies in this because I know my intention in making Thrive was to create a tool so that the people who are already aware of what's going on would have something to be able to share with people who have been more resistant. So thanks.
Well, thank you. I think it's very effective because it covers a wide spectrum of what people are questioning, and it just basically discusses alternative paths to what we're going down. Because we know the path we're going down is pure madness, even though the controllers think they have a method. It's really a blind spot, and I think the elite are going to destroy themselves. I mean, undoubtedly the direction we're going is destructive. Let's start breaking down the film Thrive itself. I mean, do you agree with my perspective that this is something I see that's really going to be good for waking up people on the traditional left that kind of hear a gruff, you know, wild libertarian and kind of get turned off?
Well, we've certainly been in that conversation a lot. We didn't specifically make it for that audience, but we did have a strong intention to bridge together lots of different fractions from the left and from the right, from science and consciousness, from liberty and justice, from energy to UFOs. And I'm delighted to say that in the interviews we're getting a chance to do, it's actually a remarkably similar conversation that we're having, no matter whether it's in the UFO, the economics, conspiracy realm, because what we're finding is the common denominators are what's really going on in the world, because everybody is wanting to know that now, but just about everybody. And secondly, what are the principles by which we can get out of this, rather than the politics? What are the principles? And that's where the liberty conversation is just emerging, you know, like a geyser right now.
Well, it is. It's spreading like the white blood cells countering the virus or the infection. And undoubtedly, I mean, everyone knows just internally, it's a basic truth. There is a major shift happening. The old order is panicking. It's not really a new world order. It's an old order. And all of this tyranny we're seeing coming to the surface is an attempt to suppress the awakening we're seeing. I don't really get people saying, oh, you're full of it anymore like I used to. Yeah. They just say, okay, what are you going to do? So I think it's more about giving solutions, and that's what you're doing. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what we're doing. You know, people like you and David Icke have done such a masterful job of, you know, being the Paul Revere's for people and letting people know that there's something really heavy coming down if we don't do something about it. So we've been able to stand on the shoulders of that kind of work and then take the time in our documentary to stitch together so many dots into the 2 hours, but really then to guide people to the solution section. And we thought we were going to have to spend 6 months to a year just arguing about whether the Federal Reserve was federal or whether or not there's some kind of intentional conspiracy. But it's not that way at all. People are going, okay, all right, we get it. Even if we didn't before, now we're getting it. And what can we do about it? And I'm happy to say that there are already, just in 3 months, there are hundreds of self-creating, Thrive-inspired solutions groups now meeting in cities, states, and countries all over the world, taking this film and using some of the solutions suggestions that we suggest and dividing by sectors. So some people take on the governance, others are justice, others are media, others are education or environment, and then using an organizational model that we're offering to try to coordinate their actions not only locally but nationally and also globally.
Well, that's what really worries the system, is people getting past the left-right paradigm and all these labels and really realizing, hey, we're all in this together. We better take control of the system away from these crazies and start reversing things, or we don't have any future. And I think it's because the danger is so great. Everybody instinctively or in their gut, their spirit, whatever you want to call it, knows we're 2 minutes to midnight. And I think we're going to see a lot of people in the power structure itself are already seeing that, realize that it's you know, this system is going in the wrong direction. We've got to change it. I want to get your perspective on that and talk about some subsections of the film, alternative energy, and more with the makers of the film Thrive, available at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I'll be frank, I don't fear the Reaper. I'm not in a hurry to die. But I do fear democide, government killing populations, humanity's genetics being damaged by all the toxic waste and manipulation and GMO. Our DNA is changing. We are mutating for the worse. The heavy metals, all of it. I do fear for future generations because I know I'm part of a larger species, and I do care about humanity. I don't hate humanity. This is a short segment, long segment coming up to really get into the film, but Foster Gamble and Kimberly Gamble have put together the film Thrive, and you can go to their website that we have linked on Infowars.com and see their solutions area and a lot more, and they can give that to you here on air as well. But what section, because you cover so much in the film, should we get into first? How about the alternative energy being suppressed? I mean, there's really strong evidence there. I mean, that is going on.
That's probably the area that we're getting the strongest response to from all over the world, because we're really inviting people to indicate their intention to join what we call a critical mass action, where people say, I'll show up for a demonstration if there's enough people, or I'll contribute money, or I'll invest in a company to get these technologies out. And we're getting many responses a day from scientists, inventors, and potential funders from all over the world saying, you know, the evidence is pretty compelling that this is real. I mean, after all, why would all these guys be getting their labs raided and their equipment stolen and their patents shut down if it was just, a bunch of charlatans and hoaxers? So I'm very excited about the
Look at the FBI raiding Tesla right after he died.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, I mean, look at the FBI raiding right after he died. And expanding, we know about General Motors and Ford patents on gasoline and diesel engines that were getting 70, 80 miles a gallon 30, 40 years ago. There's all sorts of basic stuff we know they've suppressed. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and also one of the things is that we dubbed Thrive in 9 different languages besides English, and people have actually taken it upon themselves and added subtitles for, Portuguese and Greek and... So it's out there in the world, and one of the things we're doing is hearing back from people all over the world about what they know about free energy technology, too. So in addition to having this cross-pollination between the different issues and topics that we bring up in Thrive, it also is getting cross-pollinated globally. So it's been really exciting that way.
Well, free energy would bring down this current system and would empower humanity. I mean, that's a no-brainer. And get into some of the evidence they're suppressing.
Well, I've been blessed, along with Kimberly, to be able to have visited some of these laboratories of some of the inventors, some of whom are in the film and some aren't, and all but one of them have been shut down. So I've seen these people, I've talked to them, I've seen the look in their eyes, their spouses are terrified, their lives have been threatened. Literally the doors get banged down, the FBI SWAT team comes in and starts taking all the equipment and telling them if they even talk about it. They'll take them out of the game. So it's a very intense and very real situation.
And that's why there's so much safety in numbers now in bringing this up, and it's one of the reasons that we made the commitment to doing that in the film, is to just bring it out in the open, have that conversation so that, like you're seeing with so many other things, as people get engaged, it just gets harder and harder to stop.
Yeah, I mean, if we did have free energy or even the stuff they admit exists, the better forms of energy, there goes war right there. There goes the biggest resource problem we've got. There is the empowerment, and so we can educate and lift people up. There is all the answers right there.
Yeah, and imagine the prosperity in this country if you had minimal or no energy bills and we had an honest money system. So many of the rest of these big government problems would go away if people were simply allowed to access energy that inexpensively and not to be robbed by the Federal Reserve System.
Wow. And it's all covered in Thrive. I know you guys have several big sites. What's the best one for people to visit to learn more?
ThriveMovement.com. And then you can go from there. There's you can get right to all of the solutions and what can I do and sign up for critical mass actions or rent the movie or buy the movie or explore anything. You can spend months on our site, ThriveMovement.com.
And if you rent the movie and you get value out of it, you can gift it forward to your friends right over the internet for a 20% discount. They're also, people are doing is either using the DVD or just doing a download and creating a screening either in their home for a few people or in some local auditorium for their screenings for up to 1,000 people going on all over the world. And this is a way that a lot of people are getting access, very inexpensively, and then having really constructive solutions conversations that follow the film. And there have been over 3,000 of those already around the world.
And we're actually having a chance. We're going to be going to Australia in June for a solutions tour there because really, you know, looking at the stages that are needed to get us from here to a thriving world is the way we set up our whole solution strategy. And that is what's engaging.
Yeah, well, you're having a big effect. Kimberly, stay there. We've got to come right back after this break. We'll get into banking and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News, where I will premiere New World Order Blueprint of Mad Men. Now, look, it's a 40-minute documentary, and it basically deals with the facts that we're told give up all our rights because of terrorism, and it's essentially a non-existent, blown-up fear like the boogeyman. I mean, to be killed by a terrorist, even if he lived in Egypt or somewhere, or Israel, is one in a million plus. We've got all the government's numbers compared to all the other things happening. It's several hundred places down in probability. But they're saying give up all your rights. It's a clear system to bring in authoritarian control. It's a clear excuse. That said, everybody's getting really excited because I haven't made a film in over a year and a half. This is not one of my big official films. It's going to be free. Everybody's saying, where do I get the DVD? It's going to be free. PrisonPlanet.tv members will see it premiere tonight first. It'll be up this evening, then after it goes out on the news, post it as an MP4 for everybody. And then the next few days, I'll put it on one of our YouTube channels. We have our own system because we're always getting censored on other people's websites. So we have to have our own system. Members that pay it forward, pay us 15, you know, cents a day or whatever, you fund us making things like this. But this is important. New World Order, Blueprint of Mad Men. You've got to know why we don't want to go with their system so that people are ready to try to have a debate and a discussion about a new system. Now, talking about our guests that are on with us, you can get the Thrive film at InfoWars.com and get a free citizen rulebook while you're at it, or you can go to their site and get it. Regardless, get it and show it to people in your area, just like you can do with my films, so they understand what's happening. But people are starting to wake up. Now we've got to give them solutions. And this film covers problems, but also solutions. That's why I like it. Now, there's terms in the film, like sustainability in our community. People go, well, sustainability, that's a UN Agenda 21 term. The globalists take every term, and then they use real problems and then offer their bad solution that gives them more power, like pay Al Gore to breathe, and that'll fix the problem. No, I'm not worried about carbon dioxide. I'm worried about GMO literally spreading into the entire biosphere, ruining and wrecking all animal and human and mammal DNA it comes in contact with in the big public studies. This is already happening. The heavy metals they add into the water under the name of fluoride. It's wrecking our DNA, deformities, all sorts of chromosomal diseases that were incredibly rare are becoming commonplace, neurological disorders. You know the numbers. The film covers this and does it in a very good way. And it's again, it's just for the general public. It's well done. But I wanted to bring this up because when I first had listeners saying, you got to see this. It's got a lot of good solutions and sounds really good, but then it talks about sustainability. Well, in Austin, people started getting chickens in their own yards, which was legal and lawful. Now that Austin has come in with a law to try to restrict it. This is a big UN-run city where I live. Not there today. I'm in Baton Rouge. All over the country, they're trying to stop backyard gardens, front yard gardens. The enviros aren't enviros. They're trying to seize control. Now, I know I'm ranting here. The point is that there's real sustainability. I've moved out in the country, got a water well, a garden, and a wall around my house. That's sustainability for my family. That's being self-sufficient. When they say sustainability, they mean cutting off your resources. So do you guys want to explain that? Because you use some of the terms that the globalists use. Of course, they use all the terms. And
I'm trying to take all the good ones for their own meaning, but I want to be very clear with people that I think being sustainable is critical, but what we're recommending is the farthest thing from the Agenda 21 meaning of that. It's really about voluntary association and aligning our existence with natural principles so we can not only survive but thrive. But it's not about turning those systems over to some centralized authority to tell us how to live and what we can eat and what we can grow and all that.
Because that's never worked, and that's exactly. The globalists create this unsustainable system that's wasteful and everything else. I mean, it's screwed up. And then they offer their solution, which is more of the same. Exactly. That's talk about Agenda 21. And of course, your wife there worked on the film so much. And talk about the whole Federal Reserve angle that you're introducing to people. I mean, it really has a nice mix of all the key issues of how these controllers are in control.
One of the things that we did was investigate and follow the money in all 12 what we call the major sectors of human endeavor. And it was a shock to me to find exactly the same families in charge of every single sector. And we came to the realization that it wasn't because they're any smarter, any better than anyone else. It's because they're the ones who run the money scam. And it's just like playing Monopoly. If you can make up money, it's not going to take you that long. Even if it takes 100 years, you're going to buy everybody else out. And we're on the verge of that right now. So we look to expose that system because with the internet now and shows like yours, when we started our work, you were lucky to find anything on the internet about the Federal Reserve being not federal. And last time I checked, there were over 31 million references for that phrase alone. So obviously people are waking up and finding out, and that's why that system is crumbling. But as that system crumbles, it's critical that we have new systems that we are building based on integrity, based on liberty, that can grow a new and free society. So we give in our solution section and in the film some overarching strategies, like getting out of the IMF and the World Bank, and shutting down the Federal Reserve and going to a non-GMO organic farming, campaign finance reform, that type of thing. But then people go, well, geez, what can I do about such a vast thing? So then our second section is, what can I do personally? And we recommend a top 10 actions that people can take just by changing their lifestyle choices that don't take a lot of time or money, and that you can easily join coalitions to shut down the Federal Reserve, to keep the Internet open. You can easily bank locally. If you're in one of these big tapeworm banks, you can shift your money in a couple of hours. You can take part in critical mass actions related to free energy or GMOs, independent media. So there's a ton that you can do, and we can suggest that people print out our top 10 recommendations, put them on your refrigerator, and whatever ones you agree with, just use it as a checklist. And if you've checked all those off, then there's plenty more. If you haven't, then don't go around wringing your hands about, oh, what can I do?
Yeah, and I think one of the things...
Yeah, start that first step. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and by exposing the whole pyramid structure, you know, one of the things you realize looking at that is that it relies on the people as its base, this whole system. So as people wake up, that is the critical piece to change the whole thing, because without our participation, this whole pyramid control system can't actually succeed. And so that's what I'm seeing that I'm so excited about, because the awareness, the tools for awareness that you and we and others are creating, that's the thing that creates the fundamental shift, because it can't keep on continuing without people blindly supporting it.
Voting
with
our dollars.
We have one graphic on our website and in the film. We spent a lot of effort trying to boil the whole kind of power structure down to one picture. And, you know, we're at the bottom going about our daily lives, and then the government is above us, because obviously they have taken over a lot of control over our lives. But what most people don't realize, much more educated in this audience, but in general, people don't realize that there are at least six levels above that, where the politicians are beholden to the corporatocracy, the corporatocracy to the big banks to the central banks, and all the way up to the Bank of International Settlements, and then into the Rothschild, Rockefeller, the whole secret society command and control structure that decides our fates behind closed doors, and then comes out and runs their mandates down through the media, the military, the government, and so forth, down through that pyramid structure. But if we, through nonviolent non-participation, walk away from the bottom of that structure, literally refuse to go into these wars of foreign aggression, and refuse to put your money in those banks, and refuse to participate in the usual government structure that you've exposed so well, Alex, where they're both working for the same agenda, that pyramid not only will, but is already crumbling. So it's important that we're building really free, honest, and sustainable options to that in every domain that are not under the control of the state.
And you can see that
under
followthemoney at thrivemovement.com.
Yeah.
In fact, guys, we can probably pull that up, that pyramid. What section of the site is that? We'll put it up for folks watching on prisonplanet.tv.
If you go to the problem and then go to follow the money, there's a small version of it, and you can click on it and there's a link there. You can get a larger version.
Yeah, so go to the problem section and then click it, and then click on the section the problem section and then... And then click on follow the money. Now, expanding on this, because obviously callers and people after you're on with us, and I want to have you back up in the future to, you know, just take phone calls, because I mean, I think the film is very well done and it'll get people thinking. Like you said, if you don't agree with all 10 of those solutions, I agree with most of them, then don't follow them. It's just start thinking about solutions. Start thinking about getting engaged, because the power of we the people doing little things moves mountains. Many hands make light work. And Hollywood tries to put this image of an Arnold Schwarzenegger archetype a Hercules defeating the monsters. That's not how things are really done. It's little people doing little things together really changes things. And so the system wants you to think you've got to do it all in one fell swoop or there's a silver bullet. Simply seeking after answers, taking action, supporting local, supporting your community, being involved, and not feeling inadequate. Madison Avenue tries to make everybody feel pathetic, realizing you have power and value. It's that decision, that spiritual, psychological decision, out of that, you know, waking up just means being aware, trying to learn more, and believing you can make the world a better place. Out of that decision changes everything. But obviously, when you guys come on, people are going to say, you know, the Gambles, that's, you know, Procter & Gamble, who is this guy, you know, they're New World Order. My whole point is we have to expect that, we're going to see people from prominent families, people from the establishment, people from Hollywood, people from all over the system as things get crazier and crazier that are going to start trying to fix things. And so, I mean, how did anything in your background help prime you to be awake to this? Have you ever been approached by other elites and, you know, told to basically, you know, shut up, because I know I have been, or offered things? Have you ever had any experiences in that realm?
Well, I've been a pretty out-of-the-box thinker like you for a long time. I was, very successful in elite school. So I was, recruited for various corporations and organizations. I was wined and dined at the Bohemian Club one day for lunch. But I realized even though I didn't understand what was really going on behind the scenes in those things, it never felt good to me. I didn't like the tenor of the conversations. They seemed very arrogant and controlling. So I just went off on my other path because I didn't think I was going to find any of the answers or the fulfillment that I was looking for there. I'm happy to say that I have not taken any flack from other people in that social set so far, and my family has been very supportive. I want to be very clear that the Gamble of Procter & Gamble legacy, that's a single company family. Based around soap and candles. And I'm thankful for the guy who started it, that I ended up inheriting just enough money that I could basically spend my life doing this kind of research and make this kind of film. And that just about tapped me out. But it's not anywhere in the same realm as a banking family that is continuing to multiply that fractional reserve, you know, fiat scam.
Sure, they have the money machines.
Thousands of corporations and carry an agenda to dominate other people's lives.
Well, exactly. People always, say, hey, the elite doesn't want to mess up the economy. They're making money. Well, literally, they're making money. They print it, they issue it, and they've been able to take over the whole planet through fraud. And of course, I brought that up because COINTELPRO will just use that, or people psychologically will use that as an example to not look at it, because anybody who even has a famous name, I mean, obviously, I know about big families. Even though there was a ton of money, it runs out, it goes away. I've got that. And people are judged by their deeds, not by their name.
Thank you.
Can go back in my lineage if people knew it and find all sorts of interesting characters, which I won't even say on air. People live every day with it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's true for anybody. You know, you don't want to be defined by your relatives. And I think Thrive speaks for itself. It's what we spend our time and our money and our resources and our reputations and everything that we've put into this and risked in order to be helpful. So I think the proof is in the pudding of how are we spending our time and what are we doing with our lives, not who are our distinct.
Well, sure. Sure, well, I can listen to you, and I can see the film and tell you guys are, you know, awake, enlightened folks that realize we've got a serious problem. And so I commend what you're doing. That's why we're carrying the film at Infowars.com and hope folks get it out to people, because I think it is going to get people thinking and just moving in the right direction instead of sitting in the ditch. We've only got a few minutes left and then one more short segment. You guys have got the floor. What are some other facets of the film? I mean, you get into the cancer rates going up. You get into the free liberty lifestyle and true, you know, individualism. I know that you said that's one of the most controversial parts of the film.
Yeah, that's what I'd love to focus on for a moment, because there is such power, you know, moral power and integrity to the liberty movement. But a lot of people in the liberty movement are so idealistic that they're not willing to talk about transition strategies. They just, you know, wish it would be perfect right now, and it's not. And it's not going to be tomorrow or a year from now. But I haven't found a whole lot of constructive solutions transitions. And then, so we spent years working with some of the best thinkers that we could find to try to create kind of a business plan for transitioning that includes, I think, what some of the left has spent a lot of time and compassion on to do well, to take care of people in transition, to take care of the soil that needs to be replenished, and people who've been so damaged by a corrupt system that they don't have homes and they don't have health care and so forth. For a little while, it would be great to help take care of those most wounded, but not by creating new taxes, which is just a new violation, but by instead reducing the military budget, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, and that would literally free up, you know, $1 to $2 trillion a year that could fund a few years of transition while the prosperity is returning to our civilization. And in particularly in what we call the second stage or the second track, which is really where Ron Paul is focusing a lot on stopping these wars of aggression, having an honest money system, and shrinking the government down to the protection of individual liberties rather than creating all sorts of legislations to take over people's lives. And I believe myself that we're actually not going to make it as a species unless we learn how to convert to a true society of voluntary association. Because as soon as that mandatory tax is allowed, then a few people have what I call the seed of tyranny, which has always grown until it's unstoppable without some kind of revolution.
That's right. Government only creates tyranny. It's always the engine of our problems. The founders knew that. We've got to make it as small as possible. Let's talk about that straight ahead. Amazing interview. The film's Thrive. Available at InfoWars.com. Get it today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Examine the nanny state, which is a logical conclusion of becoming dependent, coming up in the third hour for those holding. That's just 5 minutes away. Okay, continuing here with the Thrive Movement, you're not just putting out a film. You've done research. You've gone out and had fact checkers, you know, research how this world is really governed. Talk some about that research that you put in the film that really, in a very professional and well-researched manner, shows the pyramid structure, shows the elite families, shows how they're engineering this. I mean, it powerfully, again, proves this open conspiracy against free societies. Break that down for folks.
One of the most interesting things to me, Alex, was that through basing our work on really reputable work like yours and then having everything fact-checked, we were confident that the powers that shouldn't be would not go after the information because, they can't argue with it, and secondly, they don't want people talking about it, so that they would try to undermine us with, you know, kind of baseless, you know, debunking sites and that type of thing. But the actual information itself, as you know as well as anyone, is so compellingly interlaced when you see how all the interlacing board of directors amongst the major corporations and banks and the military and so forth is so overwhelmingly obvious once you begin to see it. And then the headlines every day through things like NDAA and ACTA and SOPA and so forth, it only just keeps confirming what you've been saying for decades. So the fact checking that we've done, the fact-checking that you've done, I think has done its job. It's created a firm foundation to the claims that we're making so that by in masses now, people are going, okay, this is the story that makes sense. Now what can we do about it? And one of the ways that we've been so thrilled in the response that we're getting is especially we're getting a strong response from women and from young people. And I think especially Kimberly's presence in the film and just the tone that she set as director, directing me as narrator, kept reminding me to give the viewer their own emotional space to experience very challenging and difficult information, and at the same time to wrap the whole thing in concrete and viable solutions. And in my experience of a lifetime of activism, once the women and especially the moms take on a cause, it's going to happen.
You know, one of the things in terms of what's available on the site, we have a resource tree so that all of the materials that we use, books, videos, people, organizations, as well as the resources that others who were valuable to us use, we've made available by sector. So you can actually go down to the bottom of the home page, there's something on the bottom of most pages, there's a something called a resource tree. And when you click on it, you can explore it by sector. And then, you know, and part of that is we want to encourage critical thinking. It's not to believe us. It's, like you said in the beginning, to go ahead and start thinking about these things and doing the research yourself. And then we even have something called reality check so that you can sort of see what's your baseline understanding of this agenda in order to then move on to engage in more leveraged solutions. Because part of what got me into this initially was to see that my experience of people didn't support what was happening in the world. I actually find that people are good and innovative and caring, and so what was it that was happening? So in addition to the resource tree, our solution strategy is really has a personal component for you to find out what is your own purpose and passion, because we need each person to do what they're most inclined to do. There's a place for everybody in this, and not any one person can do it all. And I think that...
Kimberly?
Yeah.
Sure. Kimberly Foster, I know you guys have got to go, but if you can hold 1 minute, you can do five more minutes and finish up the solution area that you're discussing. Okay, we'll be back in 60 seconds. Then after that segment, coming up at 8 after, I'll take your phone calls, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.